In the studio with me is Orion Rayner. He is one of three actors in the latest play to come to the Sunflower Theater's stage. Welcome.
Hi, Daniel.
So The Complete History of America Abridged is what you're working on, and I've heard it described by one of the actors as star-spangled shenanigans, and that it's not appropriate for those under age 13. So what exactly is going on in this play?
That's a fair question. It's a historical shortening of a timeline. We take important events from pretty much 50,000 years ago till 1999 and condense it. Some of the jokes are historical, which gives way for some possible lewdness.
And it's been to the Sunflower Theater before, so why bring it back now?
Well, the U.S. might or may not be going through some turmoil, depending on how you feel, but we decided that this would be a good moment to take a look back at American history and to take a laugh at it.
I know there's a lot going on in this play as far as unpacking the history of America in a kind of satirical way. Would satirical be the right word?
I would say it's pretty close.
Yeah. And so going off of that, what's one scene that to you not only embodies the play, but perhaps is a favorite of yours?
A favorite of mine would most likely be in Act 2. It's a radio play, oddly enough, and we abridge the history of the 20s, 30s, and 40s into about a 10-minute skit, and I just find it really hilarious. It seems to capture those decades very well.
Do you happen to have any lines, any sort of preview that we can kind of squeeze out of you about this scene?
We have a Captain America and Captain America-esque character in it and called Rock Fury, the super GI. And I can't give you any particular lines because it's not my character, but we do end up going and confronting Adolf, which was a very funny part of the play. It's very enjoyable.
And what do you think it is about that scene that will connect with the audience when they see it?
It's campy and it's humorous. It takes a look at very serious historical events in World War II, and then makes it kind of funny because we take a different kind of approach at it.
And as far as the production goes, because I understand that this is a community production, you know, it's not bringing in some touring troupe to run it here. So what is it about community theater that you like?
I know these people very well. I didn't when we started the show, but now I do. And because it's community theater, they're not just going to leave. All of us, we know how to perform in this area because we live here. We love these people, and it gives us an opportunity to be a better performer for people that are going to come and see the show because we know what issues matter, what to highlight in the historical context of the play.
And do you think that will translate into what the audience feels as far as that connection?
I would hope so. I would think so. It definitely will.
Prior to us going on air, you were talking about potentially doing a bit of a rap that you were going to perform. Is that still in the works? I would love to hear it.
It is actually completed. It is about the first English settlement in North America, and I could perform the whole thing for you if you'd like.
We got a couple minutes here. I don't know how much time you need, but I would love to even hear just a few lines.
All right. 'Twas 1607 in the fine month of May, the three proud ships landed at Chesapeake Bay, and a new life began for God's people that day. For Jamestown was born, so the story was told, to spread our Lord's word and for the mine and our gold. Now the living was harsh for those brave men and women. They toiled, they sweated, they rarely went swimming. They wheezed and they grunted and they soiled their linen. Their cupboards were bare, but their cesspools were brimming with sass.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Impressive. Well, folks, I believe that is a perfect place to start wrapping things up. Orion Rayner, one of the actors for The Complete History of America Abridged, coming to the Sunflower Theater starting tomorrow with discounted pricing for the opening night. More information at sunflowertheater.org. And this play may not be suitable for those under 13. Orion, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Daniel.